Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
For my listeners, if you hear any type of jingling like that, it's just my necklace because I kind of tend to rotate in my chair quite a bit. But if you're listening to this episode, then you know that the title is Allow Yourself to Fail at Something. You have to allow yourself to fail at something, okay? So somebody asks, is perfectionism a mental disorder? Okay, now I done my research. Again, it's not considered a mental illness, and I have it here. If you're watching this and wondering why I'm looking down, I wrote everything down. I went to the old way of how I used to record this podcast because that is what was working, and so that's what I'm gonna continue to do. Okay, so it's not considered a mental illness by itself. Okay, for the people in the back, not by itself, but it's a common factor in many mental disorders, particularly those based on compulsive, meaning irresistible urge or compelling. Okay, compulsive thoughts and behaviors. So let's talk about it. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy Podcast. If this is your first time listening, thank you for being here. On this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your vibrations, raising your consciousness, okay? Changing your habits, your thoughts, and your beliefs, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative, and changing your mindset so that you can start doing things differently, so that you can move differently, okay? So let's talk about it. Let's talk about what perfectionism does to you and why you shouldn't strive for perfectionism, okay? You should allow yourself to fail at something. Now, before I start this episode, I have a disclaimer, okay? I am not... okay, not a registered medical physician, okay? I am a certified spiritual teacher, and what I say here on this podcast, on my podcast, okay, is based off my own experience, off my own research, okay? Seek medical help if needed. I just have to say that, okay? So now, I did post something, let me find it on my phone here. I posted something on my phone. I posted a page of information from the book, and I'm not prepared for this right now. I forgot about this part. So let me find it on my phone really, really quick, but I'm going to keep talking. So I posted a page of information from Limitless book by Jim Quick, and I'm holding up the book if you're watching, okay? And I don't remember what page it's on because I finished this book last year, but I did screenshot it here in my phone. So let me go to my screenshots, and here we go. So I'm gonna read it here for y'all. That's what I'm gonna do, okay? It says, you're not supposed to be good at something you've never done before. And I posted this on my Facebook, okay? And it says, besides, who cares what other people think anyway? We have to stop asking people, okay? This is for somebody in the back, okay? Stop asking people who have never been where you're going for directions. All right, let that simmer on your brain. We don't need their external validation or permission anymore. No longer, okay? There will never be a perfect time, and you're never gonna be fully ready. It's time to realize you're not a perfectionist. You're just scared, and that's okay. Do it anyway. there's always going to be a mountain to climb. No one is coming to save you, fam. So embrace the challenge. Trials are just another opportunity to grow. So stay curious, go explore, and always say yes to the experience. Now, when I posted that, it just made me think about like how we always feel like we gotta be perfect in everything that we do. Starting out, we gotta be perfect. We gotta have everything we need before we start. And I had to learn to stop doing that, okay? I didn't need headphones. I didn't need mics when I started this podcast. I just used my cell phone. That's all I used. Everything I had was in me, okay? I had a voice, I had something to say, and I started using it, okay? You're not supposed to be perfect. You are not a perfectionist, okay? And neither am I. I never claimed to be, and I probably won't from this day forward. You know, I like things a certain way. I'm very meticulous, but I'm not a perfectionist, okay? There's a difference. I don't go out looking for gratification from other people when I do things now, okay? Either you watch it or you don't, but I'm gonna keep doing it because this is what I enjoy doing. This is what I love to do. That's just what it is. Either you watch it or you don't. I'm gonna do what I gotta do to keep myself rolling, okay? So I stopped trying to be, is what I'm saying. I stopped trying to be perfect. And there's a mantra I used to say to myself, and it's, I'm perfectly imperfect, and that is okay with me. You may want to start using that. I am perfectly, for the people in the back, imperfect, and that's okay with me. So in psychology, perfectionism is a broad personality style that is characterized by a person's concern with striving for flawlessness. Don't let that flawless attitude get in your head. But a person striving for flawlessness and perfection, which is accompanied by critical self-evaluation regarding others' evaluations. So it's like, what I'm trying to say here, in other words, is the fear of being judged. The fear of being judged, being disapproved of, for not having something, or for not being like someone else, or not having the things that someone else has, okay? So you criticize yourself, okay? That's where that self-evaluation comes in. You take it in, you criticize yourself because you don't have Louis Vuitton bags, or you don't have Louis Vuitton shoes, you don't have designer this, designer that, you don't have a nice car. You criticize yourself. And what it does mentally to you is makes you focus on lack and what you don't have, okay? That's what it does, okay? So who determines what's perfect for you? That's the question. That's the question you need to ask. You need to ask yourself. Who determines what's perfect for me? You do, not nobody else. Come on, fam. We know this. You know how I do on this podcast. So if you keep seeking the approval of everybody else, okay, you're going to allow that perfectionism to take control and stand in the way of your growth and your well-being. For the people in the back, don't allow trying to be perfect, trying to please everybody else. I got an episode about people pleasing. Go listen to that. But don't try to do that to yourself, okay? It's gonna stand in the way of you learning, growing, because if you're always trying to be perfect and you're not willing to fail, you're not growing, okay? Because in failure, there's learning. And if you're not failing, you're not learning, which means you're not growing, okay? And not growing and staying stagnant, that's not good, fam. That's not good for your well-being, okay? So I'm trying to get back on track here. Sometimes I go off on a rant, but Life's lessons come through failures, okay? That's all I'm trying to say. More than successes. Life lessons come through failures more than successes. Talking too fast. We're all human beings, okay? You know this, I know this. Unless some of y'all are aliens, you know, let's just put that out there, okay? But we're not flawless, okay? I need you to get that out your head. Again, don't let Beyonce put that in your head. You're not flawless, okay? Stop it. So I got a story for y'all. So I've always loved fashion, okay? But I do not let brands define me, okay? I will go buy the least expensive thing in a store and make it look good on me, okay? That's who I am. I don't let brands define me. I wear the clothes. The clothes don't wear me, okay? I've always been the type of person like that. I always wanted to wear what I felt comfortable in, which is why I created my other channel, Glass House Maya, which you should go subscribe to, okay, first and foremost, about style, fashion, and just wearing what you have, okay, using what you got to get what you want. But I don't care about brands. I don't care about wearing all of these different name brands. And right now, I can't even think of none except for like Louis Vuitton or Versace and things like that, Amiri, all of that. You know, I see them because I know what they are, and I see them because I see, you know, other people that I watch on TV or whatever wearing it. But honestly, I could care less about it because I am the type of person that will go out and create my own brand. And I've always wanted that for myself. And by the grace of God, I see it coming. Okay? So, I don't let brands define me. And you shouldn't let it define you either. You should be able to wear what you want, dress how you like, and have all of the things that you want that is not like everybody else, and be okay with that. Okay? Because trying to be flawless is going to run your mind ragged, mentally and physically, trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to keep up with the Kardashians, trying to wear what this celebrity got, that celebrity got, trying to have every bag, every shoe. Is not me. If that's you, then more power to you, but it's not me, okay? Because I believe I can own my own brand and it still have the same status as everybody else. Because I don't know them people. And just like I don't know them people don't know me. And we all can do the same thing in the same industry. Okay? So trying to be perfect all the time is hard work. It is. It's hard work. And it's easier to just be yourself. Okay? You see what this say on my shirt for my watching people who are watching this video? It says free soul, and at the bottom here, it says be yourself, okay? It's easier to just be yourself, fam. Because unhealthy amounts of perfectionism leads to stress levels that you don't want, that causes other disorders like eating disorders, sleep deprivation, psychological disorders, and not to mention a low self-esteem. All right, this is research. This is proven. Now, perfectionism by itself, like I said, is not a mental disorder, but it can cause these other things to become present, okay? So if you think about it, all of these things combined, okay, it makes it difficult for you to achieve your goals, your dreams, and all of the things you dream of having, wanting, and who you plan on being. Trying to be perfect. Start from where you are. Okay? So yes, to answer the question, it may not be a diagnosed mental disorder, but perfectionism leads one to having a lot of stress, a lot of worry, anxiety, and depression, okay, which are all low vibrations. So, you know, if you've been rocking with this podcast, you know that anything like fear, anxiety, worry, stress, pain, lower vibrations. Love, joy, happiness, excitement, higher vibrations, okay? So that's what we talk about here. We talk about raising those vibrations and how you're going to raise your vibration today by releasing the need to be perfect all of the time. Releasing the need of validation from other people or seeking approval from other people or trying to look your best because somebody else is out dressing you or whatever the case may be. Stop it, fam. All I'm saying is this perfectionism attitude, it leads to negative outcomes, okay? And it leads you to striving for perfection 24/7, all of the time, every day, okay? And it's just stressful. You don't want that stress on you, okay? We talk about stress in another episode, somewhere back in the archives, okay? Again, if this is your first time listening, go back and listen to the other episodes. Listen to them over and over again till they're ingrained in your brain, okay? But I feel like for the people in the back, allow yourself to fail at something. For the people in the front too, allow yourself to fail. Failure leads to learning. Learning leads to growth. And growth leads to a healthier you, a healthier well-being, a better person, a better you, okay? Through our failures, we learn humility, okay? We learn to look to others for help and guidance, not validation. We look to others for help and guidance, not validation or approval, okay? Messages coming through, okay? That was for somebody right there. Approve of yourself, okay? Stop searching, stop asking people on Facebook what you should do and make a decision for yourself about what it is you want to do. Because essentially, you're going to do what you want to do anyways. So why are you going on Facebook, putting all of these things on Facebook to get attention? I don't know what it is. I don't know. But whatever it is, stop it, fam. Stop it. My phone is going off severely. I apologize. But need to learn how to let others fail as well. And that's a big one, you know, that I'm learning even with my kids. Just learning to let them fail so that they can grow, you know. Let them mess up sometimes. Like, let them burn up something. Let them touch a hot stove. No, I don't let my kids touch hot stoves. But I'm just saying, like, let them fail so they can know what to do the next time. So when we no longer seek perfectionism or to be perfect all the time, or when we no longer fear, when we no longer fear failure, we're free. We're free. We're a free soul, like I said earlier. When you no longer seek it and you no longer fear failing because you know you're going to learn something, you know you're going to be smarter the next time. So back to what I read earlier. Back to the Jim Quick Limitless book, okay? We don't need validation or permission anymore. You don't need it, okay? You are just scared. But do it anyway. Whatever it is you've been wanting to do, do it anyways. You don't need more than what you already have. You don't. You have enough. You are enough and you have enough. So stop asking people. I think this is the most important part of that passage that I read to you in the beginning. Stop asking people for directions who ain't never been where you're going. You don't ever, if you follow me on social media, you don't ever see me asking people questions about things that I got going on. If anything, I'll go research it first before I go ask somebody else. That's just, I'm naturally drawn to finding out information for myself rather than going to ask somebody else, okay? I may ask after the fact, but I don't go on social media. I don't even, you know, my social media is filled with podcasts and videos, promotion. That's what it's filled with, you know, and types of videos that inspire people, that motivate people. That's what I fill my social media with. I rarely go on there and socialize with people, which may be kind of sad, but it is what it is. But today, tell yourself, this is what I want you to tell yourself, listeners, and those of you watching. Tell yourself, I will fail at something today. I will fail at something today. And say it with conviction. I will fail at something today. Because Einstein said, Albert Einstein, you know, the guy with the crazy gray afro. Einstein said, a person who never makes a mistake never tried anything new. And you know, I'm all about telling you to try new things so that you can learn more about yourself, learn more about who you are as a person. But I want you to know that mistakes don't mean failure. Mistakes don't mean failure, and failure isn't final. See, a lot of times we try something and it don't work out and we quit. Or maybe we try two times and we quit. We try three times and we quit. I'm learning, your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, to see things through to completion. I wrote that down in my journal today, that whatever I start, I'm going to finish. Whatever I start, I finish. That's my mantra for today. Whatever I start today, I'm going to finish. Okay? Mistakes are just a sign that you're trying something new. All right? That's all it is. Mistakes are just a sign that you're starting something new. Mistakes are not failures. Failure is not final. That's what I want to say today. So I'm going to end this podcast on that note. And I want you to know that all I hope for you to do is to just try. Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep pushing. Keep failing until you get it right. Don't be afraid of failure. Don't fear failure. Failure is a good thing if you view it that way. If you learn to look at it that way. Hey, I failed at this the first time, but I know what I've done that time, what I can do better the next time. Okay? I thank you for listening to this podcast. Share this podcast on your social media. Okay? All you have to do is go to this podcast episode and there's a link. You click the link, you copy and paste it, and then you go to your social media and you copy and paste it there. That's it. That's all I'm asking. Share it on your social media. I thank you for listening. I hope that you can release some of that tension of trying to be perfect all of the time. I hope that you can make a decision to fail at something today. Okay? I failed at recording a video. I recorded a whole video for my other channel, and then when I stopped it, it said it didn't record. So I had to do it again. And I'm going to keep doing it again because your girl never gives up. I thank y'all for being here. It's Friday. It's high day. I'm raising levels of consciousness, changing habits, thoughts, and beliefs, and changing mindsets each and every episode. Peace. Wait, we don't end with peace. No, this is not a YouTube video. We end with what? Remember to remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Whenever you have a moment, please slide over to my Etsy shop. I am selling my Unlock the Magic Oracle cards. They are daily guidance cards to help you start thinking about things differently in your life and to become more aware of how you feel and what you think on a daily basis. So those cards are to help you change your mindset and to manifest things that you actually want in your life, to be more present, to focus, and to dream big. Okay, so you can find those in my Etsy shop. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as manifestation candles to help you attract more abundance in your life. So check that out. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.